Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
Ding dong.
Why do you have your headphones, too?
So I can He was listening to the Steelers.
He wasn't listening to the Steelers. He was listening to the Steelers preseason pregame.
You know what?
That's about as far away from football as you can get.
I'm not rich like you people, so I don't get HBO. But I did. I did watch that. What is it? The football thing.
Hard Knocks.
That was good.
They talk about
it. The Browns.
It's the Browns. But I liked it because it was the episode. It was all about who's the guy we just picked up, the Bills.
Oh, Coleman.
Coleman. It was all about him, and he's got like 110 pairs of shoes. He collects shoes and stuff. And then at the end of the episode, they cut him, and he went to the Bills, so it was kind of cool.
They talk about it on
SNL. Well, they didn't cut him, they traded him.
Or they traded him. Well, they essentially gave him to the Bills.
Yeah.
They talk about Cleveland a lot on SNR because they do the division.
Uh-huh. I don't know what SNR is.
Steelers Nation Radio.
Oh, good gosh.
I like that our first week back in, 6 weeks, we're talking about two big market NFL team franchises.
Does anybody even still remember us? I'm Ryan.
Listen, I don't know why all these people forgot us. We still had episodes out there, and they were new to them.
Listen,
it wasn't
can you
like
just
we
introduce
were,
yourself?
Disney one was stupid.
I'm Josh.
The Disney one was good.
The Disney one was good.
The Disney one was good, and it was Josh set it up right, saying, hey, this is an old one.
Well, he did set it up right, but I mean, it was hard to listen.
It was hard to listen.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It wasn't too bad.
I didn't even listen
to it. The one episode.
So hard to listen to, you gave up.
I didn't listen to it.
I have two comments about it.
Oh, boy.
Who cares?
One, and it's been, how long did we record that ago? 6 months?
Yeah, that was over six months ago.
Seriously, Stubb talks about diabetes in that episode.
Yeah.
In the very first episode. It's unfreaking believable.
Hey, that reminds me, I'll have to tell you, too, about my dinner tonight.
Oh, dear Lord, shut up.
And two, I won the speed round in that episode, too. I just keep killing these speed rounds right from the get-go.
What was the speed round?
It was bees
Would
or...
Would you rather eat a handful of bees or a handful of poison ivy?
And then we had a whole argument about whether you get poison ivy in your throat.
I was right again. Jeff was right, too. Because in the podcast, he says, I got a perfect ad for us. It should be that whatever. It'll solve insomnia or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm in the car with my wife and my two kids, and we're all excited about this episode. We put it on. We're listening.
Wait a minute. Excited?
Yeah, the kids were, because, you know, my family loves Disney, and they wanted to hear what you guys thought about the rides and stuff. And they loved Roach's stupid Tree of Life or whatever. Bug's Life.
You'd rather be a Bug's
Tough
Life.
Tough to be a bug. Get it right.
Yeah. But anyways, about... just over halfway through, I look back. Every one of them is asleep.
Yeah.
Carter, Shelby, even Megan. Lights out.
That was pretty much my whole trip. Sleeping.
Yeah. Three out of the five of us have been on Flight of Passage since we recorded that episode. And by far, the greatest ride at Disney World.
We talked about that on another show, didn't we?
Why didn't Josh go on it?
Why didn't Josh go on it?
He's too lazy to get up.
That's basically it.
No, I don't think it had anything to do with laziness. I think it had to do with fear of his wife.
Oh, the hammer was laid down.
It's a smart fear to have.
Should we do what I did on my summer vacation?
Roach, Jesus.
No one cares.
About time you're back.
Hey, it was a good trip. We went to Yellowstone.
After 5 weeks, Roach finally came back. He's back.
It was 2 weeks.
So I will say I enjoyed some of the pictures that were put
on Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter really,
Roach came in to save the day.
I wish Roach knew how to use Twitter.
Did you enjoy
Roach was getting just hammered on Twitter. But it's honestly, it's like somebody insulting him in a foreign language. He has no idea.
Yeah. Shout out to Brand X Pod for sending us lots of Roach sightings.
Yeah,
that of was... tipped over trailers. And...
Did Jeff and Scott like the message I sent them?
What message was that?
I parked my trailer at the
I deleted it.
There's no proof you parked it. You probably had some guy at the park park it for you.
No, I parked it.
Tell it to rich people.
Excuse me, Ranger Rick, I need some help.
What was it, your uncle, or what did he say to you the one night?
We had a site at Yellowstone, back in site. So they came over to see the camper, and he's like, I see you can back in a camper. I'm glad you're not one of them guys that has to have a pull in. I said, yeah, I hate them guys.
Yeah, because half of his sites were the pull in sites, but he got lucky with that one.
It was funny.
On my summer vacation, I got detained by Border Patrol.
Ooh. Oh, did we mention that?
No.
No, we haven't recorded. We haven't recorded in 2 months because of Roach.
Yeah, so let me just tell the story here. Josh and my son and myself went to Toronto because Josh and Carter went to see Radiohead in Toronto, which I'm sure was a terrible show, but
it was great.
But anyways, so we go over, no problem getting into Canada, and then we come back, and the guy was a decent guy, right?
He was cool.
And he's like, Josh, where were you born? And then Josh tells him of Rochester.
Yeah, and he's like, have you ever had any trouble crossing the border? Like, not until today. And then they pointed us to a special parking lot and had to go inside and wait.
We had to go park. Wow. Then they give you a little number and you go inside. And
they have all of our documents. They've got passports, driver's licenses, everything.
What did you do?
Some other Josh Green was under investigation.
Yeah, they were looking for Josh Green.
So they said, oh, never mind, you're good. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Then we got yelled at for the way we pulled out.
Yeah.
We went out the wrong exit and we were getting...
But it was hard to... I didn't know what
that
to
border
do.
Areas, you can't... It's just like open areas at certain spots. You're like, where are you supposed to go?
I'm just going.
I did want to know if our listenership has risen any in Canada.
It's actually gone down. Because percentage-wise,
we did put up a bunch of...
I don't think I'd put this on the show.
But...
Because I'm not paying the fines.
What fines? I gave them to restaurants. You can put them in restaurants.
There were those restaurants where they're open to the street? And, like, you know, you could, the tables are there, the windows are... Stubbs walking down the street just throwing flyers into people's dinners.
Yeah. Well, what if they see it?
They saw it. It was on their plate. It was on top of their steak.
They saw we ended up losing listeners.
Meanwhile, Roach went across the country and didn't put one single one up.
Oh, I put a bunch up.
You didn't put any up.
Oh, you heard the kids complaining because they were doing it.
There's my point. You didn't put a single
one. I put a few up, but, you know, I have children, so they did a lot.
We're missing something major that Josh skipped over from his summer vacation story.
There's more.
He didn't mention the latex glove that came out at the border.
No, there's no latex glove. He was fine. He didn't have to bend over or anything. He was good.
All in all, a successful trip.
They came back out after, I don't know, it wasn't that long.
Oh, really. Maybe 10, 15 minutes.
15 minutes we sat in this building, and then the guy just says, hey, Josh Green. And he goes, here's your stuff. You're good.
Did he start confessing to stuff as soon as he said Josh Green?
No.
I'm sorry.
I will say, we're in the detention center, though. The only white Americans in the detention center. I don't know if that meant anything, but it was, and it was pretty full, too. But
so, what are you trying to say?
They weren't looking for white Americans. They didn't think we were terrorists.
Anybody except have a topic? For Josh. Anybody have a topic?
Except for Josh.
Yeah, well, so, while we get to a topic.
So, Roach, other than not being able to park, anything crazy happen on your summer vacation?
No, we had a great time. Seen a lot of sights. Did
yada yada, who cares?
Did Yellowstone, Grand Tetons.
Old man, what did you do on your summer vacation?
Same old, same old. Get to the topic.
We did the...
he's ready to be done.
We did the closing at Mount Rushmore.
You know what? Here's what we got to do. We got to brush off the dust here. I got a speed round.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. I win these.
No, you don't.
I've been dominating.
I need to take a bite of my apple, too.
Oh, no.
Can you wait until the break?
To break.
Give us 10, 15 minutes.
It's brown.
I told you not to eat it on the air.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Would you rather fly effortlessly, but only at 1/4 walking speed, or teleport anywhere, but you can only do it twice a month?
Oh, I would do the teleport.
So again, wait. Fly effortlessly, but it's only at 1/4 of the speed you can walk, or teleport anywhere, but it's only twice a month.
Do I still get to walk, or do I only fly slow? And do I still get to walk, or do I only get to teleport twice a month?
I mean, you have to walk at least in the teleporting. I think the flying you can walk too.
So it's just an additional power. Which one would you rather?
So you pick the power of being able to fly slowly or teleport twice a month.
Yeah.
You know why I wanted to teleport?
So you can go into the bank and steal money.
Yeah, I can rob places. Like, you're right in there.
Yeah, but then...
take a bunch of cash.
But then you got to teleport back, and then you can't do anything for a month.
Yeah, but I got $1 million every time.
Well, where do you think you can just teleport in and nobody's going to catch you?
Into the bank vault?
Well, you think you're some ninja or something?
Right into the bank vault?
You're invisible?
You're in the bank vault. There's no cameras in there.
They got cameras, in there.
The one part of the bank where all the money is. They're like, we don't need any.
I'll be wearing a ninja outfit.
They have motion sensors and stuff in there, too.
Hey, it's all right. I'll just be out of there by the time they get there.
Police station. Hey, there's a fat guy teleporting into banks. Beware.
Oh, I'd make a fortune.
Yeah, that's dumb. I do the teleporting thing too, though, because if you want to go to Florida or California, wherever you want to go, you could do a trip a month.
Yeah, but you're by yourself.
Even better.
He's got a point there.
No, I'm getting rich off the deal.
You're not getting. How
are you getting rich?
You're getting rich, don't you worry.
Well, but if he gets arrested,
you better.
I won't get arrested.
He can teleport out of prison.
I'm in a ninja outfit.
You'd be better off.
You know what? His last teleport is going to be, he'll use it up, he'll get arrested, and then he's got a month in that prison.
Yeah, and then I'll be out of there.
No, you got a month. Then
I'll be out.
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck.
They're not going to catch me anyways.
Good, cream.
How are they going to catch me? I'll be gone by the time they get the vault open.
You can't do it again for a month. What, you don't think they can find
you? You get twice a month.
You don't think they're going to find you?
You get an in and out.
I just want to understand why he thinks that being dressed like a ninja is going to make him more inconspicuous.
I'll be in the vault taking money.
Didn't
fill my backpack up.
There's got to be some big comedian that did a ninja movie. Wasn't this a Kevin James movie
No. Chris Farley.
Ninja. Beverly Hills Ninja. That's Roach right there.
You'd make more money selling tickets to people to watch a big freaking fat guy fly.
Do you know what else I would do? I'd teleport in, push Jeff down, teleport right out. You wouldn't even know I was there.
Oh, I wouldn't know who the fat guy was.
Yeah, I would teleport behind you.
That would be your once a month, though.
That'd
be
worth it. Every once a month, you get to push him down.
That would be his downfall. He wouldn't be able to use it responsibly.
Where are you going to go after you push me down?
I would just go home.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know where to find you.
I would teleport behind you. Think you'd tripped or something. You'd be like, man, I fell down the stairs the other day. Like, how that happened? He's like, I don't know.
He's got a camera, too. He'd see you.
Hey, idiot, you just told me what you're going to do. I'll know it's you.
Well, I don't have that power. If I had that power, I wouldn't tell you.
I'd fly.
The flying one seems weak, though.
No, I mean, I'd take the teleport. I'd the flying one. A quarter of your...
Yeah, you can barely go anywhere.
Can you sleep while you're flying?
Is it quarter of my speed or a quarter of someone who's physically fit speed?
I mean, even somebody who's physically fit.
You're still going slow.
You can only walk.
Yeah, but they're still going a lot faster than I am.
You're saying this might be an upgrade.
Flying might be 3/4 of my speed.
It might be twice your speed. Depends how fast this person is.
Do you fly effortlessly, though? No.
Yeah, you don't get tired. That could be kind of cool.
What can you do with it?
Well, a 7-mile walk, you could cut in half, about 3.5 miles, because you just go as crow flies.
But you'd be slow. I would just run beside and smack you with a broom.
I'm just trying to find some light at the end of the tunnel for that stupid question.
I think that one would be better if you could fly, but fly it. I don't know, 10 miles per hour or something.
Even 10 is slow.
I know, but it's better than...
Yeah, I got to do 100. You got to go fast.
You're going like half your walking
I
want to
be like Superman.
Now, can you sleep while you're flying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's effortless.
I guess you could sleep.
What if it rains? You know, that's going to wake you up.
What, can you get hit by lightning at this point? You're flying.
You aren't going to get hit by lightning.
You create a bird suit. You get a nice bird suit.
Why do I need a bird suit? It sounds
like that's a normal sentence.
The water just flies off you.
A bird suit.
Yeah. What about a rain jacket?
Why a bird suit?
Why not a rain jacket?
Why not a rain suit?
How about just an umbrella? I'll attach it to my back.
He's going to be like Mary Poppins flying around there with his umbrella.
No, that would have been a scarier movie if she was covered in slaughtered ducks.
Can you imagine the UFO sightings? I see this huge bird fly by really slow.
No, it really looked like a fat guy in a bird suit.
Some fat pigeon.
Some fat pigeon flying around. And then a fat ninja that transports in and out of there.
Hits him with a broom and leaves.
I mean, those Marvel movies really went downhill. Pigeon Man and Chubby Ninja.
Chubby Ninja.
Chopper. Oh, boy. Well, that was a good speed round.
Did we get any questions?
Did Roach win the speed round?
I think that's
the
question.
We did get a rant. Grandma sent in a rant.
Whoa. Grandma.
Yeah. She sent it. Now, it wasn't an email.
Okay. So Grandpa sent a text message.
No,
with a rant.
No,
was it Grandma B or Grandma G?
It was Grandma G.
Okay.
She told me, I don't know what you guys even do on that thing, but make sure you talk about the fact that TVs don't work anymore, and that makes me angry.
Why don't TVs work anymore?
What the heck?
Nursing home. I've been saying it.
Well, I missed it. I didn't realize. I didn't hear that she said.
Is that good for the show?
What the heck?
That's great. That and the apples.
You can't say something like that the second I take a drink.
She's convinced that when TVs upgrade, like when they offer new models of TVs and the old ones become obsolete, that's them just stealing your money. And they should have to pay you back for the big old console TVs.
Well, I mean, technically, she's right.
How is
There's
she
planned
technically
obsolescence
right?
in all technology now.
Well, yeah, but she's losing it. I heard about her little accident, too.
Yeah, but accidents happen. Anything.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, I know. She told me because I told her it's time to go to the home. You're done. You shouldn't be driving. You need to just be stationed in some room for the rest of your life. And she was like, well, you better watch it because you're going to smash into somebody next. And then you'll be thinking, oh, I shouldn't have said that to Mom.
I think you should be there, too.
You know, once a month we'll have Roach Transporter somewhere.
Well, the Transporter is clearly the better.
I don't disagree, but what you want to do, it is stupid.
Well, what do you want to do? Help
go to Florida.
I like how Roach never exists in the middle. Roach is either criminal mastermind or Mother Teresa. There's never a world where Roach would be like, I would teleport to McDonald's to get burgers without having to drive there. It's always like, I have an Ocean's Heist, or I'm going to save sick kids.
Now, what do you... You get to do it, what'd you say, twice a month?
Twice a month.
Is that there and back?
No.
No.
It's one-way tickets. So right. You get one trip there, that's one. Trip back, that's two.
Yeah. So really, you can only do it once a month.
You can go one place
a month.
Return.
That'd be worth it to push you down a flight of stairs.
You know what, I have 2 points on this. First, why is the guy who doesn't want to win the lottery, because he has what he needs, trying to rob banks?
Okay, I do want to win the lottery.
He always talks about
that. You said you didn't want to win.
Once I'm retired in 20 years, I don't want to win anymore.
And two.
But makes no sense. But anyway.
If I can afford to retire, then I don't need the lotto.
He's never
I want is enough money to not have to work.
It must be nice to have his kind of money.
Well, it must be.
Well, I don't need to waste
it. I mean, who could use another?
See, now here he is back to being Mother Teresa. I don't need to waste that money. It's wasteful. I don't want to.
He's a ninja. He's a
Unless
Zen
I
master.
Could steal it from rich banks, then I'll waste it.
And my second point, I don't think he'd ever end up at a bank. Every time he'd get his monthly transport ready to go, he'd be Augustus glooping it in the Mountain Dew syrup in the factory.
No, you know where he'd go? It'd be to a Steelers game.
You know what I would
teleport
do to him?
Right to a Steelers.
I would figure out a way to hack his teleporting, and I'd teleport his fat ass right into a freaking volcano. If the opening was wide enough.
This is why I'd push you down a flight of stairs.
If the opening's wide enough. He just get shot right back out and land. He always comes up roses with him.
Yeah, everything's great for Roach.
Good things happen to good people. What do you want me to tell you?
Did I tell you guys I had a bad attack? That happened.
You had a bad attack?
Yeah, while you guys were all gone on vacation.
I have three times a year. What's the big deal?
I came under attack. I wasn't prepared for it, okay? You're prepared at this point.
Well, you're soft, too, let's face it.
Millennial.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
So I wake up at 2 a.m. because I have to go to the bathroom. So I walk in, right? I step up to the toilet, ready to go. Something starts flapping around my head.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh, man. I was like, what in the world? All I could see was a black spot above me.
And then all the glass shattered in his house because he screamed.
So immediately I jump out of the bathroom and slam the door shut. And I go tell my wife, I say, don't freak out, okay? And she's already freaking out. And I said, there's a bat in the house. What? There's a bat in the house? So what does she do? She pushes me out of the bedroom and tells me to go figure it out as she barricades the door to the bedroom to prevent the bat from getting in. So I have no idea what to do in this situation because all I've ever seen is grumpy old man hit it with the bat mitten racket.
Easy.
And I don't have a bat mitten racket.
Get a broom.
I've knocked him out with books, underwear, anything.
That wasn't hitting him, though. That was a smell.
So as I'm trying to figure this out, I bring up a certain website. I won't say the name because they need to pay us if they want to be on the show.
Ask Jeeves.
Wait a minute here. Have to go to the internet to figure out to do what a bat in your house?
Oh, absolutely.
What did Jeeves do?
Listen, I think it was kind of ingenious, though. The
thing that he's about to tell you, I would have guaranteed you was fake.
Yes.
Yep. So as I'm doing my research
and crying, I'd have been in bed by now.
The bat, and I didn't tell my wife this, and I'd never tell her this, and she will never know because she doesn't listen to this show anyways.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. She's a big supporter. Oh,
what are we doing this for?
Yeah, good. Hey, I've been asking that question for 6 months now.
We can't even get our own family to listen to us. And if we advertise, we lose listeners. So what the heck? All right, continue on.
So the bat somehow gets out of the bathroom.
The door's closed?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It must have. The crack above the top of the door must have been big enough for it to get out.
Or maybe there's two in there.
No, there was only one. I shook the bushes hard after that.
And so what did the internet tell you?
So the internet said what you need to do is go by a door or a window, open it, make sure, you know, if there's a screen in the window, make sure the screen's out, whatever. Open it up, bang on the window, make a bunch of noise by it, and the bat will echolocate and fly out because bats don't want to be in your house. Well, I thought that this was BS myself, but I had no choice because this bat was flying around and I had no idea what to do.
So it was in the air.
Yes.
You could see it fly.
Oh, it was flying around my house like
like
a literal bat out of hell.
So what is the inner? All right. So I'm assuming that worked. But my question is, what do you do when the bat's not flying around? You know it's in your house somewhere. But it's not flying.
I wonder if that would work, though.
I don't know. That'd be great if that worked, but I don't think so.
Well, I will say, anytime there's a bat in the house, the first thing I do is open the door, the front door.
I don't. You knock them out.
There's no way for them to get out. So it's either you kill them or you open a door so they can get out.
Grumpy old man's got that, like, castle doctrine mentality. Because that's in his house. Yeah. He's going down.
That's right. You want to come into my house, you pay the price.
I've got a lot of bats out of the house with, not a lot, but a few out of
don't
the house with the door open.
To kill them now, though? Like, you're supposed to kill them and get
well,
them
it
tested
depends.
And
it depends.
Stuff.
If you think you've had contact,
then you're need supposed to kill it and
get it tested. You don't have to kill it. You just got to take it to get it tested. They'll kill it if they...
Yeah, well,
Well, how are you getting
You're killing it.
What? How are you getting it without killing
it? If it's on a wall, you can put a can over it.
That's what I've done. Oh, I put a trash can over it.
I couldn't do that. I'd be freaking out.
And then slip cardboard in there but and contact, then took it outside and let go.
Any contact, any exposure, they call it exposure, is if, say you're in your bedroom and you don't know for sure that that thing wasn't flying in your bedroom, that's exposure.
Right. Right.
Well, if you're asleep and it's flying in your bedroom, that is exposure.
That one time with me when I was at Kevin's house, I thought there was a moth flying around me.
This is back when I was. This is 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, this is like.
I remember that.
Yeah, like probably 30 years ago. And I'm swiping at it. So I really, today I would have had to have kept, we would have taken that to make sure I was okay. Because I was swiping at it. I thought there was a moth.
Is that what's wrong with you?
I think he has rabies.
Well, I'm the only one that survived it then.
There have been few survivors.
You just lose your mind.
Exactly. This is my theory on zombies. He got rabies. He's still walking around. He's technically dead.
That can't happen.
That I should have got tested, but I said to him, did you just start screaming for Kevin when the bat started flying around? Because that's what I did 30 years ago.
I started screaming. I don't understand the mass fear of a bat. What is the mass fear of bats?
It terrifies me.
I think it's the fact that they're rats with wings.
Creepy. They're just creepy.
Well, creepy how? They're just little birds.
I'll say I hit the deck pretty fast when it flew out of the bathroom and was coming at my head.
Well,
they
you
will
get
never
cornered.
Hit you. They will never come unless they're sick, which is possible.
unless they've got a terrible disease called rabies.
Unless they're the worst kind of bat, they won't come near you.
Which is like 1 in 100 is rabid. Right. So 99% of the time, the bat you're seeing is not rabid. And when they fly, they look like they're coming right at you. But they're never going to get close.
Well, that's kind of how they fly. They're like wicked all over the place.
So what you do is you let them come right at you. And when they pick you up, which they do every single time, they turn. And that's when you pop them. Because they can't radar you from their ass.
I hit the deck hard. I army crawled to the door.
I wish we had security footage. Oh.
Pathetic.
It is. It's a little, hey, what did I say earlier?
30 years ago. Soft. 30 years ago, when I screamed for my friend, he came up to the room with his goaltender mask on. He had like a catcher's chest protector on. He was wearing baseball gloves.
Jason came in.
Did he have a hockey stick or a broom or something?
Yeah, he got it with he had a tennis racket.
Tennis racket?
Yeah, he knocked it down with a tennis racket.
They're easy. Once you knock them down.
Yeah, it's all over.
Pop, one pop in the middle of their back, they're done.
Yeah, they're not very tough.
All right. I didn't have anything to hit it with, and I wasn't hitting it with my hand. So.
Well, you don't hit it with your hand.
Whoever posted on the internet this whole echolocation bat out the door thing, whether it worked or it was just a fluke, it got him out. So,
well, here's what I'm thinking: we take a break. Ninja Roach will give you like a Mr. Miyagi wax on, wax off bat combat lesson, and then we'll come back and we'll see how you're doing.
Sounds
all
good.
Right, all right.
Glad that you waited right until I gave you the thumbs up to crunch.
Well, yeah.
Why is he giving me enough time to eat my apple?
Can't you eat something quieter, like a candy bar?
I've been dying
or
for
a
an
handful
apple.
Of gravel. That would be quieter than what you're doing right now.
Let me tell you
about
what I had
Pop
for
Rocks?
Dinner tonight.
Oh, thank goodness. Boy, I was, you know, on our live feed, I was getting lots of questions.
Did we mention
about
that I have diabetes, John?
Hey, can I ask one question before we do that? How come when I listen to the show?
Oh, boy.
The commercials are so much louder. Why can't we get our volume up a little bit?
Shitty producer.
That's a good question.
Well, it is weird because even the beginning's louder.
Yeah.
Like the beginning.
I mean, it sounds fine. You just got to turn it up.
Right. You have to crank it up, but then when the commercials come on,
Well, you know why I don't like it? Because I want to listen on my lawnmower with my headset. And my headset, I can't get it loud enough.
Oh, I never have trouble getting it loud enough. On the phone, I just use my phone.
Well, I'm on a lawnmower, ding-dong, with a freaking headset.
Well, you know what?
I don't get that anyways.
We could pay our producer overtime to try and see if he can fix that.
He probably won't be able to.
What don't you get?
I don't want the music when I'm on my lawnmower.
What do you want?
What I got, quietness.
No. Can I just say something here?
He's stupid.
I
mowed Roach's lawn.
Yeah?
That's like a death trap. You're constantly ducking under limbs, diving around stuff.
Hey, not everybody has your time and money to buy every tool in the world. And
I think he's hoping that he forgets a limb and knocks himself out one day.
I have...
It's rough, too, isn't it?
Grumpy old man, if you can believe this.
Those trees are tough.
Yeah.
Grumpy old man, if you can believe this, bought me one of those headphones that, you know, you can listen to the radio on. And now, and that had to be, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
I don't know how I ever did it without those things.
Oh, I couldn't do without it now. I put on AC/DC's collection album and shuffle.
Just let it go. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how you could do it because I almost look forward to that sometimes.
You could listen to podcasts.
Well, if I could get SNR, then I might.
Why couldn't you get SNR?
Yeah, why
I'm sure
could you?
I could, but then I got to do it. I'd rather just be quiet.
I mowed lawns for a whole summer. I don't know how I would have done it without being able to listen to something.
That's what I'm saying. I did it for years without, though.
Well, it makes it so much better.
We didn't have it.
Plus, it blocks out the noise of the mower.
As a quick reminder to our listeners out there, SNR is Steelers Nation Radio. We are not fat guy porn.
SNR.
Unless you want to go to the Patreon page.
So what was your stupid dinner?
Dinner, you know, because I don't know
you
if
know
the
what,
listeners
I'd like to
are...
stick a screwdriver right in the soft spot right now.
I don't know if the listeners are aware that I have the diabetes, but I was diagnosed with diabetes.
When did this happen?
Yeah, it was...
When did you get diagnosed?
last summer.
Tell me
I
your
was
journey.
Diagnosed.
It was before episode one.
It's been 5 weeks since we've had to hear that, so this
it's
been wonderful.
Well, it's something I don't like to talk about much, but... But every once in a while, I feel
not for
like,
me. I went off to dinner with him. I had to hear about the diabetes.
Hey, I'm thinking maybe this year at the man week, we give him a couple shots of insulin in his sleep. Accidents happen.
I don't know why he doesn't. He drinks some.
Look, you're going to kill me and still have to listen to him all night long?
One at a time.
Well, so, anyways, for dinner. I had pizza from a local establishment that does broccoli cheddar crust.
Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
How was it?
Excellent.
Ugh.
Oh, wait a minute. Excellent for being broccoli cheddar crust or excellent?
I don't think you would like it more than a regular crust, but to me, it still had the same... Same cheese, same
Why
sauce.
Why do I have a feeling that we're going to be eating that one
of
these
it's
podcasts.
Hard to take his judgment on food because he's a diabetic.
I would love to have you guys
He doesn't
try
eat
it.
And when you diet, everything tastes good. So
you
he's
know
eating
what it
that
like?
That's really good.
It tastes like just a really thin crust pizza. Really. Like even you could get a thin crust from them, but this is thinner. It's like thinner than that. But it was good. Really, I don't care about the crust anyways. The
I'm
crust
tell you,
just hold your good
think,
stuff.
I think Roach has a point. When you're as hungry as he is, you'd eat aardvark balls.
Well, let's face it.
How many carbs are in aardvark balls?
Let's face it. When you're dieting or you're not eating what you want,
yeah.
It all tastes good.
You'd eat anything.
You saw jeans and like, man, how did I not eat these more often?
One of these times when we do pizza for lunch, I'll get a small... broccoli cheddar crust pizza, and you guys could try it.
I'd try it.
Oh, I'll try it.
You don't taste broccoli at all.
I don't think I could hate you more right now.
Why?
Oh,
is it broccoli or cauliflower?
It's broccoli.
I know cauliflower was the
big one too, but no, broccoli's another one.
Do they have cauliflower?
No. They have a gluten-free, which I don't know what that is. And this is broccoli. This broccoli one's gluten-free, too, but they have a regular, I don't know, gluten-free, and then they have the broccoli cheddar one.
He's speaking a foreign language when he says gluten-free. What does he mean? I don't even care.
That means wheat. No wheat
in
it.
It's like a wheat.
Why are you against wheat?
Because some people are allergic to wheat. That's why they have gluten-free.
I'm not against it, but the broccoli cheddar is low carb. So
how did people survive like 60 years ago?
They didn't. They died.
Nah, I wish I lived then.
I'm not
all, of our celiac listeners, please just don't. Ryan can't deal with those tweets.
We went to we went to Robert is it Robert Lincoln's?
Abraham Lincoln?
No. His son. He had children. One of his sons.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Lincoln.
I think it was Robert Lincoln.
Big Bob Lincoln.
He had a summer home in Vermont, and we just got back from that.
Is that a hamburger joint?
No.
Honest Abe's?
Big Bob Lincoln.
So, anyways, they had several kids, and they were telling how two or three of them passed away from stuff that today you wouldn't ever
peanuts
even
is big
think
one.
About.
Is it peanuts is probably the number one.
Yeah,
right?
You could. He had some kid. One of his kids had an infection or something, and they didn't know how to treat it, and he passed away. Where today it would have been, take these pills and go home. Yeah. You wouldn't even stay here. It'd be take these pills, go home, and you'll be better. But, anyways.
Do you have any more stories about dead kids from a long time ago?
No, I'm just
welcome
saying.
Welcome to the medical section of the show.
Saying.
I think you should give really vague tours. Let's just
so everyone knows, we don't know shit.
Well,
one thing we do know, though, is food. So
Wait, hold on. Do you know what we've become? We've become daytime television.
We're the View?
No, even worse. It's like one of the channels you don't watch. It's like
really community access.
It's the recipes for the things you'd never eat. It's the diabetes commercials with Wilford Brimley.
I don't know what's on daytime television. I work.
It's those travel documentaries. It's stuff you'd never watch. We're bad daytime TV.
Look at they don't have to watch us. They can just listen. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, the fewer senses that you have to experience for fat guys, the better.
Hey, I have never seen a television show that debated finger legs, leg fingers before. So I think we're doing good.
All right, I'm going to let you guys vote on this one. I got two speed rounds. Okay. Would you rather do something food-related or something philosophically dumb?
I think there's a good chance we're going to do both of them. So
all right, let's do the food one. What's the better half of the bagel, the top or the bottom?
Oh, it's definitely the top.
Aren't they the exact same thing?
Nope, not even close.
Mm-hmm. It would be the top. Ryan is...
I would go with the top only because it's less likely to be overcooked. Although they're both. I don't think there's any difference.
Oh. Like an everything bagel, they don't put everything on the bottom.
Yeah,
they just put it on the top.
Yeah.
The bottom, you're getting like a plain bagel that lived next door to a everything bagel.
That's what I would have anyways.
I don't know
what
you guys do, but I take a bite and there's everything parts all through the bagel when I get chewing it.
The bottom bagel is the bottom part of the bagel is always rougher because they put cornstarch or something on it to keep it from sticking. And you know
sticking,
what I'm talking about.
I would say bagels, don't they go in like a fryer?
No,
they boil the outside and then they bake them.
Oh,
I would say that the top. Good God!
How many bagels have you made at your house?
I would say the top is better, but it's. It's minimum the difference there. You're talking about 1%.
No, and if you've seen a screwed up cut bagel, where are they shorting? They're shorting the bottom half. The top half will be thicker and the bottom half will be like a slice
of paper.
Who gets
half a bagel anyways?
Yeah, who gets half a bagel?
Yeah, who does get half a bagel?
Probably
and besides
diabetic.
That, idiot. Bagel's really not good for the diabetic.
That's what I said, probably half of the diabetic.
Wheat?
Wheat would be better, but still quite a few carbs in a bagel.
I don't care. We don't want to hear it.
All right, here's a stupid philosophical one. So my son is obsessed with cars, like the Pixar movie Cars.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning McQueen, he's the best. Mm-hmm. So would Lightning McQueen buy car insurance or life insurance? That's what I thought. Think about it.
Did you come up with this one yourself?
No, I saw it online and just it stuck out to me. Okay, he'd buy life insurance.
Who the hell was going to listen to us talk about this?
I don't know, but the answer is life insurance.
This is stupid, but let me tell you why I'm right.
Why, well, life insurance?
Because he's not buying it for his car. He is the car, so he would have to buy life insurance.
Well, that presumes, idiot, that he's alive, which he's not. He's a car.
No, he's alive on the show. He talks.
Does life insurance fix a busted fender, though?
No, health insurance would fix that.
How would his health insurance fix it?
Well, it's like a broken arm.
But he's got to check his balance in his HSA, and then if he's got enough flex spending,
if his HMO says he can go, then they do some work to him.
Yeah, no, he's getting car insurance.
No, he can't get car. It's his and body.
It's cheaper. It's
he doesn't own a car. It's
he
him.
Has a car.
That's right.
So it's
so he's hold alive.
Hold it. Stop. It's like Santa Claus. He doesn't know the car is really a fake. He thinks it's real.
It's a documentary. Yeah.
He thinks it's real, so
We should move to another topic.
Yes, because we don't want... It'll be a trap. He'll die if he hears the truth.
Nah, he'd definitely get life insurance.
All right, well, staying on the cartoon vein, if you could be a cartoon character for a week, who would you be?
Let's think of some cartoon characters.
See, that's a little better question, a little harder.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I got it. Scrooge McDuck. Yeah, arguably the richest fake character in history.
Yeah, but cartoon character, they can do anything they want to anyways, so it's not like they need
Richie
money.
Rich?
That's oh, yeah, that was a cartoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't count. That's a real...
I like how, yeah, you have the opportunity to do whatever you want, and you guys are still trying to figure out how you're going to
money.
Pay your
what
mortgage.
Do you want to do?
But I don't,
put gas
well,
in your
wait
car.
A minute.
Be a dog? You want to be Pluto?
What
be
purpose,
different?
What purpose is there of being a cartoon character?
I don't think there's
no,
any.
You're right. We should find something more practical.
You're just going to be on a paper. Or I mean, it's not like you can go spend your money, Roach.
No, cartoon. I'm on a TV. Not on paper.
But just pretend that you are really living your life as a cartoon character.
Now there's a question.
Have they made any cartoons out of the Steelers mascot? That might be his answer. What is the Steelers
what
mascot?
What is the Steelers mascot?
That would be Steely McBean. Looks a lot like Cower.
Steel Beam?
Steely McBean.
He made that
Steely
up.
Steely McBean. Kind of like Lightning McMean or what is it on cars? On it, Monster, whatever it is.
That BBC docuseries, Cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We got to ixnay the car stuff.
Ken Burns presents Cars.
Look, if you're going to be a cartoon character, I mean, there's a couple of ways I could go with
I
that.
I can hardly think of any cartoon characters.
Yeah,
you could be
there.
A Disney character, then you're part of Disney. That would be beautiful. Or you could be like Bugs Bunny. Like, he could get away with anything. He was kind of a prankster.
Eating carrots all the time. I don't do
eating
that
carrots
now.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Maybe he
Wait,
had the
now
diabetes.
Also, if you're a Disney character, you don't get the money from the Disney franchise.
Well, who needs the money, though? You're a cartoon character. You could do pretty much anything.
Basically, you're being used.
You got to pick a good life as a
Who's the one with
character?
The guns? Pew, 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 pew.
Yosemite Sam?
Yeah, Yosemite. That'd be good. Good to shoot people.
You don't, though. He misses everybody. He gets beat up all the time.
Yeah,
Bugs
true.
Bunny always messes with him.
I'd kill that rabbit, I'm sure.
Roach would be Elmer Fudd.
No.
At least Roach is picking one that he kind of looks like.
I'm trying to think of one that I would even... I can't even hardly think of cartoons anymore.
Yeah, I don't
Couldn't
know
you
be
like the Mr. Incredible, like the father of the Incredibles or whatever?
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah.
That's a cartoon.
That seems like a lot of work. You got to help people. I don't want to do that.
Well, I mean, it's all computer generated. I mean, it's not the traditional cartoon.
See, that's where I am. I'm into like Yogi Bear and stuff.
Yogi Bear.
Well, Yogi Bear, you can live out in the woods.
steel picnic basket. That's pretty much like your life now.
You got a buddy.
Hey,
with
maybe
you?
Barney Rubble, because Wilma's hot.
No, he's with Betty.
Yeah, I get him confused.
What kind of 70s show did you live?
Betty was good too. Betty's hot too.
Betty's good too.
So. I think Barney said I can be the lecherous neighbor. Just ogle my neighbor's wife.
I mean, it looks like he eats good, Barney and Fred. Either one, really.
Yeah, you might probably want to be Fred.
Barney's the little guy.
Yeah, but Fred's kind of stupid.
Barney was a better guy than Fred, but Barney let Fred pick on him all the time. I won't want that. Like,
well, that's what Roach does to me.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I don't know. I don't think.
Who else?
I think Scrooge McDuck is the clear winner.
If you go back, like, all right, let's do the ones that were, like, I don't even know if Fred and the Flintstones were on paper ever, were they?
What do you mean on
paper?
What do you
mean? It's cartoons.
Right, but did they start as, like, a paper cartoon? Or did they just,
that's comic books.
Yeah, were they, like, a comic strip, or did they just start a TV show?
You have to ask Hanna-Barbera.
I'm going to be Barney. Nail Betty. Looks like you can eat a lot. I see him eating a diner burgers.
Yeah, their house is pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you're going to be comic strips, then I'd be Dilbert.
So you could go to work more?
Oh, I just like his comments. That's my favorite one.
I don't know enough comic.
Here's the problem. Back to the Flintstones' house being cool. What they never show you in that is all the dinosaur crap that's in their house.
Yeah, all that
your
dinosaur.
Dishwasher's a dinosaur. Your TV's a dinosaur. All those dinosaurs are crapping all over.
Why
your
not
house constantly?
Why not George Jetson? He has all those
cool futuristic
tech advancement.
His wife ain't bad.
Yeah, his wife ain't bad.
Yeah,
either.
She was kind of hot too. She was. He also.
You got really defensive there for a second.
Looked at you guys are laughing, but hey,
just like
in the cartoon.
I asked what cartoon did you want to be, and you guys are debating which 1960s cartoon wife was hotter.
What was the cartoon? Wasn't there like a hot rabbit or something?
A hot rabbit?
Yeah.
No.
Are you talking about? Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah. Who framed Roger Rabbit?
She wasn't a rabbit.
She wasn't a rabbit.
I know what he's talking about, but I'm not going to throw him the line.
Was she with anybody or? Was she?
Now you're just looking for.
Is she available?
Was she available? Did she have a guy in that show?
What about the blonde guy on Scooby Doo?
Fred?
Was his name Fred?
Fred.
They never hooked up, right?
How do you know they didn't hook up? You don't know what they were doing in the van when.
Mr. Machine, that's a shagging wagon.
Those two went on a lot of side missions on that show.
Gosh darn right.
They were like, hey, Velma, you go on with the dog. We're going to go explore the woods.
She's
over here.
Hot.
Although, sometimes they take Velma
with
them.
Daphne.
He would take Velma with the turtles.
Velma was the hot one.
No.
Daphne was the hot
one. Velma was the smart one.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants smart ones? Give me the hot one.
Sometimes they had guest stars too.
I don't think they ever hooked up though.
You don't know
they
what they did in the Scooby band.
Yeah, it's a cartoon, ding dong.
Well, you're taking a chance.
Why not be?
How am I not taking a chance as Barney then?
You know they hooked up. They got kids.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
He's got a point. They live together.
That's science.
There you go.
That's a pretty good chance.
Why not just be Scooby Doo? You get to eat all you want, and everybody loves you.
He did have a hot other female dog on there.
Oh, yeah, there was the... And... Oh, no, that was their cousin or something, wasn't
Scrappy?
It?
Scrappy?
If it's 15th removed...
We know that's not an issue for him.
No, that was just a cousin.
Yeah, but
he
it's 15th removed. If it's 15th removed...
Hey, did you see the Scooby-Doo where Wonder Woman was on there?
No.
Was there one?
Yeah, there's one. With
there was a
superhero one.
I remember from my childhood there was Scooby-Doo meets Batman and Robin, and I loved that.
I just remember him hanging out with the Harlem Globetrotters.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
Like five times.
He did, yeah.
Scooby-Doo met everybody.
Scooby-Doo's not a bad choice, but he's got to eat dog biscuits.
He's got to eat dog biscuits. I mean, what if he's like Stubbs' dog?
Our friend...
you didn't show that, but it's possible.
Maybe you guys... Yeah, that's you.
They didn't show it because he's taking care of it.
How's your poop taste there, Scooby?
You're disgusting.
Yeah, how you like that, Scooby-Doo?
Man, that gritty reboot was...
Better known as Scooby-Poo.
There's got to be somebody better.
Our friend Famous Seamus has probably done an episode or two about Shaggy on Tuesdays with Mary.
Yeah, probably. I don't know of any others.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Well, I can't think of them. Why can't I think of them? I can't think of them.
We haven't watched them in 40 years.
Where's the producer? I wouldn't want to be Wile E. Coyote, but I would certainly want to kill that bird.
Why would you want to be the coyote?
I wouldn't, but I want to get the rotor on her.
What do you never do, though?
You just don't like he exists?
Oh, he just escapes and makes him look stupid all the time. And come on. The laws of physics are not working
right. One time it would have been all right just to have the Roadrunner get
Yeah,
lost.
That's what I'm saying.
Just one episode.
Just one episode. He catches them, and then they show him on a spit when he's cooking them.
Do you ever notice, though, those Looney Tunes cartoons are all exactly the same thing? It's the coyote chasing the Roadrunner, Elmer Fudd chasing Bugs, Sylvester chasing Tweety Bird. They're all the exact same storyline.
And you know what? It worked.
Well, yeah, that's true.
If we could figure out a storyline for this show, we'd be millionaires right now.
Do you see more shows coming out or remakes?
What are they remaking?
Murphy Brown is coming out.
Murphy Brown.
Magnum P.I. Yeah.
With all the same people, Murphy Brown.
Well, and, that's better.
And Magnum P.I. is coming out.
With him or no?
No.
New
case. They're going to totally redo it. No one's going to be able to do that like Tom Selleck.
Well, look at Hawaii Five-0. That's been on for six years now.
I've never watched an episode.
I haven't either, but
that did really well.
That was out for. I like the old Hawaii Five-0.
They have MacGyver out now, don't they?
Yeah, there's a MacGyver. It's all remakes.
They're making a Purge TV series.
There's nothing. They can't
Purge
think
TV
of
series.
I tell you, my Purge plan was great.
Well, it's not bad.
Yeah. See.
Hey, you know what show I've watched that I do like that? Grumpy Old Man and Roach might not like, but it's The Crown.
I've seen it.
I like
Crown?
It.
The Crown?
Right.
Is that the one on Netflix?
Yeah, that's a Netflix. Or
is that a streaming service?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't watch Ryan just silently.
Yeah,
I like it. It's good.
We don't discuss names of
But Netflix,
services.
If you want to give us a Four Fat Guys show.
Yeah.
And I like her, too. The Queen. Megan asked me, is she hot or what? And I said, I don't know about hot, but I do like her.
I think
what
I don't
do you
know.
You don't
right
know.
No, no, I do like her. She's not hot like Wonder Woman hot, but she's.
But who is?
Yeah. Right. True.
All right. Hold on, boys.
Oh gosh! Thank goodness.
In this heat, I mean, in this heat with the
listeners, you can't hear
what
just happened, but the timer's set.
Oh my God!
I think it's time to call.
How long
it.
Has the show been?
We're 52 minutes in.
We gotta call it.
All right, pull in the ripcord.
We talked about nothing for 52 minutes.
Glad to be back.
All right, see you guys.
Is this what you wanted?
Jeff sucks.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.